You ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
Time now for the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, suburban homeowners, and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, insulation, refinishing, and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com.
Wow, Ron.
Two times, two
Holy
in a row.
Cow.
Two in a row.
Very impressive.
All right. Excellent. Cool. Just like that. See, now I got to settle down now. Relax.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Hey, guys, how's it going?
Great.
Doing great.
You guys busy?
Extremely.
Just a little
Is
bit.
It the time of year? What's going on?
It's a little bit of both. It's definitely the time of the year, spring cleaning, summer sort of construction season, if you will. But I think Rich mentioned it earlier. There's just this backlog of projects. You know, people have been putting things off for years now.
Mm-hmm.
And now there's more confidence in the market. People are feeling more confident with the values of their homes. And they want to redo that floor or remodel that kitchen or whatever it is. And so collectively, I think as an industry in Chicago, Ron, you can attest to this as well. Busy, busy, busy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody got their tax returns. They want to spend that money. So.
And Mr. Floor is a great place to spend your tax
returns.
We
will help them spend that money. Absolutely.
One floor at a time.
Uh-huh. So, talk about the flooring and stuff like that, durable floors. If you have big dogs, you know, or large animals, kids running around, is that a high traffic areas? Is that really a good place to put wood flooring, or should we be looking at putting down some tile or something like that?
You know, we do a lot of wood flooring in, you know, common areas.
Mm-hmm.
So kitchens, which are notorious for just getting abused.
That's
just
when you drop the knife and it's sticking out.
Yeah,
the floor,
we've had clients call us.
It protects your knife, the tips of your knives.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, you know, the kitchens are everybody congregates in the kitchen. As you know, there's a lot of wear and tear. What's important to understand is if you're putting in a wood floor, let's say you have a wood floor and you just want to refinish it. And we've talked about this on previous segments, but, you know, to refinish a wood floor, there are multiple steps in the process. And one of the most important steps is the way that the floor is sanded.
Mm-hmm.
And so people think, you know, sanding a floor is like mowing your lawn. You just kind of, you know, or vacuuming a floor.
Yeah, it's
right?
easy.
You just walk.
You
your,
just go.
Yeah, back and forth.
Take the edger. Boom. Done.
Yeah, exactly. So you know what really impacts durability is the way you open and the way you close that the grain of the structure of the wood itself. So rough, medium, fine. There's a very specific sequence of how we sand and how we slowly close that grain again. And all of that impacts durability. So guys that, you know, we'll get a call, Ron, and somebody will say, how long is it going to take you to sand my floor? And we figure out it'll be about a week's worth of work.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's this flabbergasted client on the other end of the line. What do you mean a week? I got a guy that can do it in 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Well, and that's one of the things to say, you know, good luck.
But, speed, cost, and quality. What did I tell you?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You know, so it can't be done in a week because in order to follow all the required steps, you can't do it that quickly. I mean, there's only so much time in a day, and we work an 8 to 10 hour day.
They build a house in a week on TV.
Right.
Come on. You can't tell me you can't sand a floor in 2 days.
How long is that house going to last?
Yes, I didn't. You didn't ask. You didn't ask that question.
That's right.
No, I just did. I just did ask that question, Ron.
But there's no answer. There's no good answer.
There's no good answer. So what Igor is talking about is when we go out and we start to sand a project, we're going to sand that floor 3, maybe 4, maybe 5 times. Why? We have to make sure that floor is going to be left the hardest possible floor at the end of the day.
But aren't you taking off too much?
No,
wood then, because you're sanding all those different times?
No, because when we go down, we're taking off total in our sanding sequence, we're probably taking off about a 16th of an inch, which is really minute
mm-hmm.
when you think about it. But you have to go down in the sanding papers in order to correctly open and close the grain.
So then after that first sand of like actually taking off the old stain and getting rid of the grooves, after right. that, you're more polishing the wood than
exactly.
you are.
Yeah, it's woodworking. It's not even flooring at that point, right? Whenever you're working with wood, you're going to open and close that grain. And the hardest floors that we can create, which they used to do a couple of hundred years ago, they would scrape the floors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they would actually scrape it with glass. Right. They would use glass or sometimes metal scrapers. But, you know, I've got an old painting hanging in my office, and it's three guys. It could be in France or Spain or you know, it's a very, very early type painting. And you see these three guys on their hands and he's scraping the floors. Well, when you scrape the floor, you are making that floor so dense and so hard because you've completely closed that grain that it repels liquids. It doesn't dent as easily. Right. So not only do we start off using northern materials like when we're installing a floor, but, you know, we want as much density as we can, but we also want to leave that floor as durable as possible. So sometimes clients that use the two-day guy will call back and say, why is my floor so soft? Why is it denting so easy? Why is it absorbing liquids? Well, it's because he didn't follow the required sanding sequence. He left the grain wide open. He put all this polyurethane on the surface, and he thinks that that's it. It's done. And you're going to run your hand across it. It's going to feel smooth, mm-hmm. but is that floor durable? And the typical answer is no, it's not, because you can't, as a consumer, you're not qualified to really sort of stand there and watch the sanding sequence. You don't really know what he's doing. But at the end of the day, the proof is in the pudding, and that is that if that floor is not wearing correctly, not repelling liquids and not doing what it's designed to do, most of it starts in the sanding sequence or the lack of, and then the coatings themselves, the type of coating that's being used, how many coats.
Glitza?
Glitza is an okay coating, but you know, acid cured coatings are not coatings that we want to typically work with, and we typically don't. Water based technology is just revolutionizing the entire industry. We've adopted it. We've adopted it probably 10 years ago,
mm-hmm.
Religiously now, and so we're mostly into the water based coatings. But it's one of those things where it's an evolution, right? It's an evolution, and we want to make sure we're always using the most durable, less toxic coatings as we can find on the market.
So not Glitza.
Typically not Glitza. No offense to Glitza users.
Right. And the coatings are one thing. The sanding sequence is very, very important. If you think about the actual opening of the pores, if you think of a bucket, if you leave it wide open and then you pour stuff into it, it just fills the bucket. It just fills the bucket. It all gets absorbed and you have nothing on top. But when you're done with the job, it looks great for mm-hmm. a year, year and a half.
Maybe.
You know, we want floors that are going to last.
The other thing to keep in mind, which is really, really important, is a lot of people think, I want to, you know, give me like a real thick coating, you know, just slop on that polyurethane.
Layer it on there.
Exactly.
Right. I don't want thin coats. I want two big thick coats.
Yeah. So, you know, optimally, what we always recommend is more thinner coats than less thicker coats. And, you know, women can relate to this when you go to the nail salon, right? And they apply.
What? You mean I can't?
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, maybe it's.
Have you ever painted a wall?
Paint is good, but I'm talking about, you know, denting and density.
Okay.
Right? So, like, when you get your nails done, Ron, what typically happens is if you apply one really, really thick coat mm-hmm. and then you reach your hand into your pocket to grab, you know, your keys out, you're going to typically leave dents on your nails.
Okay.
But if you were to do two or three thinner coats, the nail actually becomes much more durable and less prone to denting. Wood floors react the same way.
But it has to be cured properly between coats.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, Rich. And what we typically recommend, again, are three coats rather than two coats. And we make sure that depending on time of the year and relative humidity and temperature, you know, it dries and cures at different rates. But right now, we're still fairly cool outside, so we can dry and cure fairly quickly. But yes, mm-hmm. once it's dry and cure, we buff it, apply another coat, buff it again, apply another coat over the course of 2-3 days.
What's the buffing doing?
It's allowing it to – it's actually roughing up the surface to allow it to bond correctly.
So the next layer bonds correctly.
Right. So we have two bonding types, right? We have chemical adhesion and we have mechanical adhesion. And so the chemical adhesion is the consistency or the compatibility of the coat to itself, but we want to braid that coat to get the mechanical adhesion to function correctly.
So it's like giving it little teeth for the next layer
exactly,
to hold on.
Exactly right. If we can do all those things and we can do them correctly, we can leave somebody with a floor that's going to last, we're averaging 7 to 10 years or beyond before it would need to be recoated or resanded.
And that's in high traffic areas.
That's in high traffic areas. And again, coupled with proper maintenance, and we talk about maintenance a lot on the show, Mr. Floor cleaning products, we're not layering any oils or waxes on the surface. We're cleaning the coatings correctly. We're allowing the coating to function properly. All of that makes for a successful job.
We also like to try to evaluate our floors 5 years, 6 years down the road. We tell our clients, give us a call back. We want to see what the condition is because we don't want to have to get to the point to have to re-sand it again. If it's 5 years down the road and it's just getting a little bit cloudy, we can screen it and put a new coat on, and that's going to gain some time. It's a screen and recoat. That's the ultimate time to do a screen and recoat, not when it's all grayed out because it's not going to do anything.
Or you've actually worn into the stain because now it won't even match up.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, you want to
or pass the stain.
Yes, Ron, we have to get your house. I know.
Weren't you going to be there on Tuesday?
A Tuesday.
Yeah. It's important to catch it before. So you want to reseal a floor while it's in good condition. If you can catch it before it, like you just said, before it grays out or the stain breaks down or anything like that, if it's in good shape and you want to keep it that way, just call us. We'll rescreen it, and then you go another 7 to 10 years, and you should be all set.
But, okay, so that's going over if you had a water-based product on there and you're putting a new water-based product on, that's okay. What about if someone has an oil-based product that's down? Can you go over that with a newer latex without having to cut it all off?
We can. So the coatings we're using are designed to bond to a cured surface. So if let's say you've got an oil-based product that's 5 years old and you haven't used cleaning products that have left an oily or greasy film on the surface, we've got good bond strength. We can come in, buff it, clean it, and apply a coat of latex or water-based finish, and it's as good as new.
Is that, and then you're just doing one coat over top of it, or are you going to do multiple?
Yeah, typically one coat on a screen because we're not, we don't have enough surface area to bite two coats down. We want to make sure we get good bite. So one coat will do it. If we're sanding, then optimally we want to put three coats plus the stain. So typically it's a four coat system for us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because if you do, when you do the screen coat,
you said doo doo.
I did. I know that was
coming. Oh, nobody heard that, Aaron.
Here we go. That's just not Robbie loose.
High five on that one, Aaron. Woo!
All right, so what you actually do is you take off the top coat. You're now replacing that top coat, so you still have that optimal mill thickness.
Excellent. All right, MrFloors.com for more information. Go to MrFloor.com and pick up their cleaning products too, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Hey.
All right, we'll see you guys next week.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
All right, thanks. All right, we'll be back right after this. You're listening to
Mighty House. This is Mighty House.
Mighty House will return.